And welcome back. What is up, fam? It's your boy Young Tish, and I'm out here with my guest speaker, Rebella Beck. You might know her from a Roman and Pratt, or as a body you tried to grind against in Shooters while slightly less than sober. What a coincidence that that ties to our topic for today, namely drinking. Most of us do it, none of us should. What makes it illegal, and why is it legal elsewhere? And with that, let's jump right in. Okay, would you like to introduce yourself? Where are you from and what is your name?
Well, my name is Rebella Beck and I am from the New Orleans area of Louisiana.
And what does the law say about the legal age to drink there?
Well, interestingly, New Orleans and Louisiana was one of the last cities/states to change the legal drinking age to 21. We were 18. The drinking age was 18 for a lot longer than most of the states in the U.S. And that is because New Orleans has a very big drinking culture. So,
do you agree with the decision to change it?
Well, they threatened us with like funding for roads and stuff. Like if we didn't increase the drinking age, they literally weren't gonna give us any money anymore. I think that's really funny. But yeah, I agree. Partially because like structural roads is important, but also because like it wouldn't be fair for one state to have a drinking age lower than every single other state.
How common was it, to your knowledge, for people to begin drinking earlier than this age?
It was very common. I don't really have a comparison to other states in the U.S. like very well, but typically people from New Orleans would start drinking around age 14.
Was there like a strong peer pressure? Did you feel like there'd be a negative social impact on your life if you didn't drink?
No, I personally didn't feel that way, but I do think that there is a general like culture of drinking in New Orleans that probably influences like a lot of young children's like behaviors.
If you could change the legal drinking age, would you, and to what?
Yes, I would change it back to 18. I personally think that because the drinking age is so high, there's like a stigma around drinking. And so like kids are more rebellious because of that, because 21 feels like a lot farther away than 18. So if it was more normalized to drink alcohol like legally and responsibly, then we may not have like the same kind of like mass binge drinking and like over drinking that we see today.
So in Russia, until 2012, beer was not classified as alcoholic. I believe it's anything below 5%. So they used to be able to sell that in stores to anyone. Do you believe there should be a separate drinking age for things like beer versus things like spirits?
That's an interesting question, Eric, because the effects of alcohol are the same. While it's definitely more dangerous to be drinking such like high concentration alcohol, like with spirits, you still see like the same patterns of like drunk driving from like people drinking beer and people who have like drunk excessively. So I maybe think that there should be different drinking ages on beer and spirits, or like wine and spirits, but I don't think that beer should not be classified as alcoholic.
Okay. And how much do you think the law is actually effective and actually inhibits people underage from drinking?
Honestly, I don't think very much at all.
Do you think binge drinking is encouraged, like pre-gaming, as teens cannot drink in public or at events?
But yeah, most certainly.
Do you think the law just leads to teens drinking in less safe environments rather than not drinking at all, and they're just not supervised?
Yeah, exactly. Because there's the whole stigma around like drinking, it's become something like that's like pretty taboo and like rebellious. So like kids feel the need to like hide it from like their parents and like people who have had more experience with drinking. So because of that, I don't think young people these days have a very good like understanding of like the negative effects of alcohol, and it's just seen as like something like rebellious and like illegal, so they like develop bad tendencies.
You can vote and join the military at 18, but you can only start to drink at 21. Do you think all rights as an adult should come at the same time? And at which age?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's developmental reasons for keeping the drinking age to be 21, which, like, so technically, like, your brain is still developing from, like, until you're, like, 21. I mean, it's always developing, but, like, the majority of the development is done after 21. So that's, like, I think a large reason why the drinking age is useful at 21, because, I mean, the point of it is to, like, make, like, in the long run, you healthier and, like, you know, keep them brain cells alive. But so for those reasons, I can understand why drinking age would be classified differently as the like joining the army or being able to vote. But I definitely do see that argument. It's kind of like strange thinking that you can be like a voting citizen but not able to consume a beer. So since you, from the accent, seem to be from not America, what are your thoughts on...
Have you begun to interview me?
Yes.
On my own podcast?
Yeah, I'm curious, actually.
Well, I was going to later go on this talk about my experiences.
Well, perfect.
However, this is the interview section, Bella. Would you please say your name one last time?
So Miss Beck. Oh my god.
Now, in my opinion, I think the legal age to drink should be 18. I'm from London, if you didn't know, and there, it already is 18. In fact, there's very specific technicality that if you're 16 or 17 and accompanied by an adult, you can drink, but not buy, beer, wine, or cider with a meal. If you're 16 or under, you can go to a pub if you're accompanied by an adult. However, you cannot drink. In my experience, the drinking age being lower than America's hasn't had a negative impact. If anything, it has given me a more safe environment to learn about alcohol before the American university experience, which is notorious for frat parties and lots of drinking. It's evident that it already works, having the drinking age being lowered, considering a large part of Europe have it this way. So I think that, so in my opinion, America should definitely try and return the drinking age to 18, as I think it's better off that way. Thank you for listening. Until next time.